might have been, 'cause that was then, and we have taken different roads. We can't go back again, there's no use giving in, there's no way.
Here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President Biden and Congress getting back to work. Border security, front and center.
Returning from his holiday trip in the Caribbean, reporters asked President Biden about the record number of migrants at the southern border. A White House official says negotiations on border funding are moving in the right direction as Republicans insist new aid for Ukraine be tied to increased U.S. border security. Today, House Speaker Mike Johnson, along with 60 other Republican lawmakers, are set to visit the border in Texas.
ABC's Ike Ajachi. Finger-pointing in the wake of the catastrophe at Tokyo's Haneda Airport, broadcaster NHK reporting the Transport Ministry and Coast Guard are giving differing versions of what happened. The Japan Airlines jumbo jet hit a Coast Guard transport as it was landing. Five people on the smaller plane killed. Gun rights supporters suing to kill Colorado's ban on ghost guns that cannot be traced. This is ABC News.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage
and helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges, and our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, milk markets were lower, February down 10 to 1564, March down 15 to 1626, April down 7 to 1707, May down 5 at 1776. Cheese markets, though, were higher, barrels up 4 to 144, 40-pound blocks up 1 to 148, 10 trade a barrel, 1 trade a block on the day, cash butter up 2 to 268.5, 4 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk up a half to 175, 1 trade on the day. Dry whey steady at 38.5, no trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets moving mostly higher as the trading levels get back to normal levels. That had an increased buying interest. Also strong pressure in the grain markets helping to support cattle. Hog markets though were mostly lower as the lack of contraction in the hog herd sizes seen in the quarterly hogs and pigs report continues to pressure prices. February live cattle up 342 to 171.92. January feeder cattle up 312 to 225.42. February hogs down 265 to 65.32. Chicago Board of Trade corn and soybeans mostly lower on the day. Some positive weather in Brazil with much needed rains helping the corn and soybean crops there. Wheat markets are mostly lower. The plains could see additional moisture plus strength in the dollar, all weakening wheat. March corn down 7.5 to 463 and three quarters. New crop down 5.25 to 498 and a quarter. January beans down 19.5 to 1274. New crop down 23 and three quarters to 1222. Chicago wheat March down 21.25 to 606 and three quarters. And July down 19.5 to 626 and a quarter. Minneapolis wheat March down 7.75 to 715 and three quarters. May down 6.5 to 726. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members, our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durant. Cash corn at $3.94, February $3.97, March $4.00 even, new crop $4.43. Cash beans $11.79, February $11.84, March $11.89, new crop $11.37. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn $4.15 and three quarters, February $4.21 and three quarters, March $4.25 and three quarters, new crop $4.43 and a quarter. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn $4.19, February $4.21, new crop $4.18. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn $3.98, February $4.03, March $4.08, new crop $4.33. Cash beans $11.93, February $11.96, March $11.99, new crop $11.47. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn $4.09, new crop $4.43, cash beans $11.89, new crop $11.37. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn $4.24, April $4.47, May $4.51, new crop $4.48, cash beans $12.21, April $12.48, May $12.52, new crop $11.67. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn $3.97, new crop $4.43, cash beans $11.95, new crop $11.47. Cattle markets from Equity. Beef fed cattle 147 to 175. Holstein fed cattle 117 to 156. Market cows 60 to 97. Bulls 88 to 112. Calves at 80 to 590. Beef steers 93 to 262. Holstein steers 80 to 200. Sheep markets. Market lambs 207 and down. Light lambs 260 and down. Ewes 75 and down. Rams 110 and down. Goat markets 145 and down, bucks 230 and down. At Zumbrota, feeder lambs 190 to 280, fed lambs 180 to 210, ewes 100 to 135. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly cloudy with a few off and on flurries this morning. Temperatures hovering in the upper 20s here for much of the day. Wind will be northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop down to around 15. Tomorrow, sunny, 27. On Friday, mostly cloudy with a high of 32. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
Real country.
Real country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Flashing in my rear view. The sheriff said, boy, I should have known it was you. You got 14 people in the back of this truck. I warned you twice and now I'm riding you up. I said, officer, what have I done? He smiled and said, boy, you're having too much fun. Too much fun, what's that mean? It's like too much money. There's no such thing. It's like a girl too pretty, but too much class. Being too lucky or car too fast. No matter what they say I've done, well, I ain't never had too much fun. There was a fight Friday night at the Stumble Inn. Me and old Harley just had to join in. Next thing you know, we were both seeing stars. It threw us out, closed down the bar. I said the long branch is open, the night's still young, and we ain't never had too much fun. Too much fun, what's that mean? It's like too much money. There's no such thing. It's like a girl too pretty, with too much class. Being too lucky, a car too fast. No matter what they say I've done, well, I ain't never had too much fun. I'm a holy terror, a tornado. Wind me up, turn me loose, and let me go. Too much fun, what's that mean? It's like too much money. No such thing as like a girl too pretty, but too much class. Being too lucky, a car too fast. No matter what they say I've done, well, I ain't never had too much fun. No matter what they say I've done, well, I ain't never had too much fun. Give me the reins and let me run, 'cause I ain't never had too much fun.
Painted red, the stripe was white, it was 18 feet from the bow to the stern light. Second hand from a dealer in Atlanta, I rode up with Daddy when he went there to get her. Put on a shine, put on a motor, built out of love, made for the water. Ran her for years till her transom got rotten. A piece of my childhood will never be forgotten. It was just an old plywood boat, the 75 Johnson electric choke. A young boy, two hands on the wheel. I can't replace the way it made me feel. And I would turn her sharp, I'd make it whine. He'd say, you can't beat the way an old wood boat rides. Just a little lake across the Alabama line. When Daddy let me drive. Just an old half-ton short bed Ford my uncle bought new in 64. Daddy got it right 'cause the engine was smoking. A couple of burnt valves and he had it going. He'd let me drive her and we'd haul off a load down a dirt strip where we'd dump trash off a thick pen road. I'd sit up in the seat and stretch my feet out to the pedals, smiling like a hero that just received his medal. It was just an old hand-me-down Ford with 3-speed on the column and a dent in the door. A young boy, two hands on the wheel. I can't replace the way it
touch and I'd keep it right. He'd say, a little slower, son, you're doing just fine. Just a dirt road with trash on each side, but I was Mario Andretti when Daddy let me drive. I'm grown up now, three daughters of my own. Let them drive my old Jeep across the pasture at our home. Maybe one day they'll reach back in their file and pull out that old memory and think of me and smile and say, it's just an old worn out Jeep, rusty old floorboards, hot on my feet. A young girl, two hands on the wheel, I can't replace the way it made me feel. And he'd say, turn it left and girl, now you're doing just fine. Just a little valley by the river where we'd ride, but I was high on a mountain when Daddy let me drive. Daddy let me drive. Oh, he let me drive. She's just an old plywood boat with a 75 Johnson with electric choke.
We're proud to call Durand our home. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
The other night, and he got a little drunk and he wanted to fight, and he jumped up and challenged every man in the room. And just about the time he got the words out, an old boy jumped up and closed his mouth and used his head for a mop and his butt for a broom. It was an attitude adjustment, I guess it was his first time. An attitude adjustment, now he understands just fine. He got bent out of shape, then he opened his mouth and just one appointment straightened right out. It was an attitude adjustment. Oh, it'll work every time. Now I've got this big old brother-in-law, and me and him just never did get along, cause he wants to be sure I'm treating his sister right. He got drunk one night, started beating me up, and I went and got a tire tool out of the truck and laid him out as cold as a block of ice. It was an attitude adjustment, and it'll work. Adjustment, I made him see the light. Now he says I'm his kind of man, and he comes around me with his hat in his hand. It was an attitude adjustment, I cured all his family pride. Now my girlfriend slapped me in the face, and I said, darling, that was your first mistake. And then she went wild and her eyes turned red. She started breaking everything and screaming loud and kicking me and cussing me out, and I gave her a little adjustment on the top of the head. It was an attitude adjustment. Oh, she loves on me all the time. Just an attitude adjustment. She's got a whole new frame of mind. She don't nag, I don't beg. We get along, and like I said, just an attitude adjustment. Oh, everything's just fine. Well, almost. She called the cops to take me in, and I said, you're never gonna do it, friend. And they just smiled and said, oh, yes, we will. Now, a stick to the head and some kicks to the shins and several bites by Ren 10-10, and I couldn't wait to get into that jail. It was an attitude adjustment. Oh, I went along peacefully. Attitude adjustment, they made me clearly see. Cause my head is black and my legs are blue, and kneecaps are bit clean through. It was an attitude adjustment. It made my whole life look brand new. Just an attitude adjustment. It makes your whole life look brand new. Yes, I understand just fine.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Hank Jr. and Attitude Adjustment here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Wednesday morning, good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures mid to upper 20s across the region this morning. The clouds, unfortunately, are going to stick around. Looks like we might see some sunshine here later on this week, but even some chances of snow as well coming up. And we'll have details next hour with our ag weather forecast. Also next hour, Gary Crawford is in our newsmaker segment. Food prices might be doing something they haven't done in the last few years. We'll have more on that with Gary coming up next hour in our newsmaker segment. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm Farm Brock. Caster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. There are two new bills in Congress for 2024 focusing on farmers and conservation. We'll tell you about it coming up.
Only three companies control 95% of the market for large tractor production. When monopolies capture the market, they take advantage of family farmers and restrict who can repair their equipment. That cuts into farmers' bottom line, and laws must be passed to protect our right to repair. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but farmers need the right to repair. And we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Iowa Republican Congressman Zach Nunn joined with Virginia Democrat Abigail Spanberger to introduce two pieces of legislation that are focused on conservation. The Streamlining Conservation Practices Act will strengthen the National Resources Conservation Service by providing for increased public input. Farmers are the best possible people to decide which conservation practices are used on their fields, according to Nunn.
There are approximately 500,000 or half a million farmers across America who work to implement conservation practices. And a lot of innovation is really happening in the field, not at the USDA. We want to make sure that the best practices that are being determined in the field by farmers, by practitioners, by ranchers and growers are the things that are being reflected in the USDA, not the other way around. This is one of the areas we're going to work with to make sure that we can really tee up what is working for the farmer can become the standard for the rest of the country and help drive policy in D.C. versus waiting for D.C. to tell us what and how and when we should be planting in the field.
They also introduced the Conservation Innovation Act, which will establish the Office of Conservation Innovation within USDA. He says it's not simply another layer of bureaucracy.
There's got to be an on-ramp for America's producers to be able to get their best information in front of USDA. Specifically with the Conservation Innovation Act, this office would work within the NRCS to ensure the utilization of the most effective technologies. We're talking about AI and machine learning that's being practiced in the field right now. During the revision of the current conservation standard to develop a new standard. So really, in the baseline level, we want to be able to get information into USDA versus USDA coming up with a standard and blasting that out.
While both bills have been introduced, with all of the other issues Congress is dealing with, from keeping the government open, farm bill budgets, and more, and it's an election year, it's questionable on if both bills will be considered by Congress. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly cloudy with a few off and on flurries this morning. Temperatures hovering in the upper 20s here for much of the day. Wind will be northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop down to around 15. Tomorrow, sunny, 27. On Friday, mostly cloudy with a high of 32. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 31.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Wine like nobody I know. I dropped by one Friday night and said, can you help me, Creole? I got a little girl waiting on me and I want to trade it right. He said, I got what you need, son, as we step down in the cellar. He reached through the cobwebs as he turned on the light. He said, there might be a little dust on the bottle, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time. You were sitting in the porch swing as I pulled up the driveway. My old heart was racing as you climbed inside. You stayed over there close as we drove down to the lake road. The sun fading that big red sky. I reached under the front seat and said, now here's something special. It's just been waiting for a night like tonight. But there might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those times. It gets sweeter with time. You're still with me, and we've made some memories. After all these years, there's one thing I found. Sunset good love, well it's like a fine wine. It keeps getting better as the days go by. But there might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom.
Well, these Highway 40 blues, I've walked holding both my shoes, counted the days since I've been gone, and I'd love to see the lights at home. Wasted time and money too, squandered youth in search of truth, but in the end I had to lose. Lord above, I paid my dues. Got the Highway 40 blues, the highway car when I was
was young. Told me lies of things to come. Fame and fortune lies ahead. It's what the billboard liked to say. Shattered dreams, my mind is numb. My money's gone, stick out my thumb. My eyes are filled with bitter tears. Lord, I ain't been home in years. Got the highway 40 blues.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Ricky Skaggs, Highway 40 Blues here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins on this Wednesday morning. Good morning. And we have temperatures mid to upper 20s across the region this morning. We'll have more on our ag weather forecast here next hour. Compeer Financial is holding a 2024 crop insurance update webinar. This webinar will be on Tuesday, January 16th from 10 to 11. Now, crop finance expert Dan Bauer and Mike Bowen, state insurance product officers, will be providing a detailed overview of the latest developments in crop insurance as well. Also, Cole Patrick, director of insurance strategies at Compeer, will be sharing some insights on proactive planning strategies as well. Again, this is going to be on January 16th from 10 to 11 a.m. For more information, just visit the Compeer Financial website. On the way, we have today's Farm Progress America here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by the Farm Progress Business Summit. At the tail end of 2023, before Congress left D.C. for the Christmas break, several senators introduced a new piece of legislation that aims to bring transparency and competition to the fertilizer industry. It's expected that Congress will be talking about the Fertilizer Research Act when they get back in session. I'll have the details after this. The Farm Futures Business Summit is back, and it's next week, January 9th through the 11th at the Hyatt Regency Coralville in Coralville, Iowa. Get details and get registered at farmfuturessummit.com. You'll want to make plans to be in Coralville, Iowa next week as the Farm Futures Business Summit returns with a fresh dynamic format to keep the focus on the strategic long-term aspects of your business. The event kicks off on Tuesday, January 9th with a motivational address from wrestling coach and Iowa legend Dan Gable, followed on Wednesday by a full
day of breakout sessions on different topics like utilizing H2A labor, leading with a mission, and modernizing the farm office. On Thursday, attendees will hear about changing trends in agriculture before breaking off for discussions on farm and business transitions. Attorney Brooke Starks will close the event with a keynote on building a legacy that lasts longer than you do. We invite you all to join us next week, January 9th through the 11th at the Hyatt Regency Coralville for the 2024 Farm Futures Business Summit. Three farm state senators have introduced the Fertilizer Research Act in the U.S. Senate. The bill would require the Secretary of Agriculture to investigate and report on various aspects of the fertilizer market within a year of the bill's passage. Senators Grassley and Ernst, Republicans from Iowa, have partnered with Senator Tammy Baldwin, a Wisconsin Democrat, to introduce the legislation, with the co-sponsors saying the industry has seen some substantial changes over the past few years, and that's driving concerns about market consolidation and potential antitrust issues. If passed, the Secretary of Agriculture would be required to publish a comprehensive report on the fertilizer market on the USDA's website, and the report would be expected to cover market trends over the past 25 years, details on imported fertilizer, the impacts of import tariffs and counter-dumping duties, and the scale of consolidation amongst fertilizer manufacturers. While the bill was introduced for discussion for the whole Senate, Senator Grassley said that he'd like to see the bill included in the full text of the Farm Bill, which is likely to be under discussion when Congress returns after the new year. The proposal has received mixed reactions from the fertilizer industry, with Josh Linville, vice president of fertilizer at StoneX, saying that the fertilizer market has corrected itself over the past 18 months. Global factors such as Chinese export restrictions and wild price swings in the European natural gas market have moved fertilizer pricing more than domestic factors. Over the past year, he says key fertilizers like UAN, urea, and potash have seen substantial price declines. Senator Grassley, at the bill's introduction, said, quote, "With fertilizer being one of the agriculture industry's highest input costs, it's problematic that farmers have such a limited window into market fluctuations. This bill would provide farmers with needed transparency and certainty." I'll have more on the Fertilizer Research Act when we return.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Customer.
Congress is set to reconvene for the first time in 2024 next week on January 8th. There's a lot on their plate, with finalizing a federal budget likely being the first priority. It's then that Farm Bill negotiations could heat up again, and the Fertilizer Research Act could see discussion later on this spring. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by the Farm Progress Business Summit. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Start learning a new language today at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Take steps to live a more sustainable lifestyle by investing in plastic-free food storage containers like silicone sandwich bags or beeswax wraps, which can replace the difficult-to-recycle single-use plastic wrap. And while we all do our part, Charmin is working hard to make a difference by regrowing 2 trees for every tree used. We all go, why not enjoy the go with Charmin? Whether it's the irresistible cushiony softness of Charmin Ultra Soft or the superior strength and absorbency of Charmin Ultra Strong. Either way, you can't go wrong.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
He walked into the bar and parked his lanky frame upon a tall bar stool. And with a long, soft southern drawl said, "I'll just have a glass of anything that's cool." A barroom girl with hard and knowing eyes slowly looked him up and down. And she thought, I wonder how on earth that country bumpkin found his way to town. She said, hello, country bumpkin. How's the frost out on the pumpkin? I've seen some sights, but man, you're something. Where'd you come from, country bumpkin? It was just a short year later, in a bed of joy-filled tears, yet death-like pain. Into this wondrous world of many wonders, one more wonder came. That same woman's face was wrapped up in a raptured look of love and tenderness. As she marveled at the soft and warm and cuddly boy child feeding at her breast. And she said, hello, country bumpkin. Fresh as frost out on the pumpkin. I've seen some sights, but babe, you're something. Mama loves her country bumpkin. 40 years of hard work later, in a simple, quiet, and peaceful country place. The heavy hand of time had not erased the raptured wonder from the woman's face. She was lying on her deathbed, knowing fully well her race was nearly run. But she softly smiled and looked into the sad eyes of her husband and her son. And she said, so long, country bumpkin. The frost is gone now from the pumpkin. I've seen some sights and life's been something. See you later, country bumpkin. And she said, so long, country bumpkin. The frost is gone now from the pumpkin. I've seen some sights and life's been something.
As the maid poured wine and we prepared to dine, I knew I was feeling out of place. At a table as large as a river barge, and I love you written all on your face. I appreciate your hospitality, but I wish that we would go. Let me drive us to McDonald's and I'll talk to you concerning something you should really know. I'm just a common man, drive a common van. My dog ain't got a pedigree. If I have my say, gonna stay that way, 'cause highbrow people lose their sanity, and a common man is what I'll be. Take a Chevrolet just any day, so give your daddy back his Mercedes Benz. And there's some common people that I hang out with, they're my good time buddies, they're my friends. And I'd rather chug a lug a mug of Budweiser beer than sip a crystal glass of wine. So won't you make your mind up to believe in me and leave this high living world behind. I'm just a common man, drive a common van. My dog ain't got a pedigree. And if I have my say, gonna stay that way, 'cause highbrow people lose their sanity, and a common man is what I'll be. Yes, I'm happy just being free, and I'm happy just being me, and I hope that you will see.
heard a country hit this big. Real Country 1430.
Attraction in the prison tents. I've reached the only logical conclusion. Love ain't supposed to make sense. This ain't no thinking thing. Right brain, left brain. It goes a little deeper than that. It's a chemical, physical, emotional devotion. Passion that we can't hold back. There's nothing that we need. Mathematical equations, self-help, psychology. Gray matter don't matter much, darling, when it's getting down to you and me. Oh, this ain't no thinking thing. Right brain, left brain, it goes a little deeper than that. It's a chemical, physical, emotional devotion, passion that we can't hold.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Registration is open for the Farm and Rural Lobby Day on January 17th with the Wisconsin Farmers Union. WFU President Darren Von Ruden is encouraging farmers to considering taking a day off to attend. WFU members will advocate for policy priorities set by the membership at the Farm Organization's annual convention in Wisconsin Dells, like preserving small and mid-sized farms, addressing concentration in agriculture, nonpartisan redistricting, and health care. You can register by visiting the Wisconsin Farmers Union's website. The Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association will be hosting four producing quality beef workshops around the state in February and March. The workshops will begin at 10 a.m. with a live cattle evaluation and discussion by a panel of cattle buyers representing packing plants that harvest fed cattle from Wisconsin and the upper Midwest. The discussions will include what type of cattle have the greatest demand based on consumer preferences and traits that add or lower feeder cattle value. A discussion of the latest national beef quality audit will also highlight improvements that have been made and where opportunities are to better meet consumer demand. Here in western Wisconsin, there'll be one on February 29th at the Sparta Equity Livestock Barn in Sparta. There'll also be another one March 14th at the Stratford Equity Livestock Sales Barn. For more information, contact the Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association. The Department of Agriculture will reconvene the national public hearing to consider proposals seeking to amend the uniform pricing formulas applicable in all 11 federal milk marketing orders. The process will restart January 16th and will last through the 19th and reconvene again on the 29th if needed. The hearings began on August 23rd and is being held in Carmel, Indiana. Copies of the notice to reconvene, guidelines for participating, and exhibits entered during the hearings are all available at the National Federal Milk Marketing Order Pricing Formula Hearing webpage. Proponents contend that the uniform FMMO pricing formulas should be amended, as significant changes in the dairy industry and milk marketing have occurred since their adoption in the early 2000s. 40 proposals were submitted by stakeholders for consideration. Of those, 21 directly impact the uniform pricing formulas and are being considered at the hearing. Dairy producers may testify in person at any time during the hearing. Farmer sentiment changed very little in December compared to the preceding month. The Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer recorded a reading of 114, just 1% lower than a month earlier. Both sub-indices of the barometer, the Index of Current Conditions and the Index of Future Expectations, also fell 1 point below their respective November readings. The Current Conditions Index for December was 112, while the Future Expectations Index was 115. All three indices were weaker than in December of 2022. Farmers still point to input costs at year-end as their top concern for the year ahead. But the percentage of farmers choosing the risk of lower crop and or livestock prices rose from just 16% in January to 26% this last December. Fuel prices began the new year declining after a late year increase during the holiday season. Gas Buddy reports the nation's average gasoline price reverted, falling 1.6 cents from a week ago to $3.06 a gallon. The national average is down 17.3 cents from a month ago and 12.6 cents per gallon lower than a year ago. The national average diesel price fell 4.5 cents last week and stands at $3.96 a gallon. That's 71 cents lower than 1 year ago. Gas Buddy's Patrick DeHaan says the good news continues for average diesel prices, which slipped below $4 per gallon again and stand at their lowest levels since the summer. Crude oil prices were up sharply in the first trading session of 2024 as the U.S. did wage an attack on Houthi militants, downing three Houthi ships from a U.S. military helicopter. Forecasts projecting a rise in Chinese demand for its February Lunar New Year may have been boosting optimism, and oil prices also traded higher. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scanadia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly cloudy with a few off and on flurries this morning. Temperatures hovering in the upper 20s here for much of the day. Wind will be northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop down to around 15. Tomorrow, sunny, 27. On Friday, mostly cloudy with a high of 32. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 31.
Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
I knew we'd meet again another time, another place. Can't believe it's been so many years. You better grab a chair and a couple of beers. Looking good in your three-piece suit. You know I always knew you'd take the business route. You were always the one to follow the light. And you look like you're doing all right, yeah. Been singing for my rent and singing for my supper. I'm above the below and below the upper. I'm stuck in the middle where money gets tight. But I guess I'm doing all right. Younger, they thought we were crazy, but we have the hunger. We kept a lot of friends, skipped a lot of class, been on top of the world and knocked on our. We lost touch, we lost in love, we lost our minds when things got tough. But beating time is a losing fight, and I guess I'm doing all right. This evening, and God only knows when I'll see you again. Just send a fax or send me a letter or give me a call, that would even be better. Give the kids a kiss for me and say hello to the family and tell them all my future's looking bright. Well, I miss them, but I'm doing all right. I said I miss them, but I'm doing all right. Oh, I'm all right. It's a beautiful day, not a cloud in sight, so I guess I'm doing all right.
and started counting again. One round with Jose Cuervo. I went two rounds with Jose Cuervo. Three rounds with Jose Cuervo.
Oh, give me
another. Woo! Five.
Four. Four. Four.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Well, I said,